This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Well, if you love planes, it's the best place to be. I love watching the crew walking past. It's fun to try and work out what their jobs are. Flight attendants have smart matching uniforms, and every airline has a different style. Pilots are easy to spot, as many wear peaked caps, and both men and women have very smart blazer jackets with shiny buttons and strips on their sleeves to indicate how important they are. Did you know most planes here have two pilots? But for really long flights, like the ones going to Australia, they might have three or even four. It's really important to have more than one so they can take it in turns to fly the plane, so that no one gets too tired. They do a lot more than just flying the plane, though. Let's take a look at what the pilots do.
The next flight to Sydney is leaving from gate 14. The plane is now ready for boarding.
It's the pilot's job to make sure the plane is safe and running as it should and that the flight goes smoothly. This means a load of work before the plane's even left the gate. At the start of his shift, the pilot needs to gather all the information about the route he will be flying and to make a flight plan. It's important he or she gets information on the weather too. It's worth knowing if there's bad weather expected en route. Next is to brief the crew on the flight ahead and anything important, like if there's some bad weather expected, because it might mean the flight is a bit of a bumpy one. He or she also makes sure they know basic stuff, like when the flight will leave and arrive. It's important that the crew know this because passengers will want to know. It's time to get the plane ready. The next job is to start the auxiliary power system. The plane might have enormous engines, but until they're airborne, they can't make the lights come on or heat up the food. Another pilot will make lots of checks and inspections to make sure the aircraft controls are working as they should. When everything looks great, it's time for the passengers to come on board. Often, one of the pilots will supervise the boarding, so you might see them when you step on the plane. Once all the passengers are on board, the pilots make sure the steps are disconnected and talk on the radio to ground control. When they have the all clear, they'll be ready to do the part we know about, finally getting to fly the plane. Now, if being a pilot sounds like a cool job, what about being an astronaut? How are they different to pilots?
3, 2, 1.
Okay. Yeah, I know, a pilot flies a plane, an astronaut flies a spacecraft or rocket. It sounds like it must be a really glamorous and exciting job, doesn't it? But most astronauts only spend a week or two in space. The rest of the time is spent on the ground, training or having meetings. So actually, it's pilots who fly planes who get to do a lot more flying. So what do astronauts do? Well, if they're on a mission, there are lots of jobs. Some astronauts are mission specialists who fly or navigate the spacecraft. In other words, they are pilots. Other astronauts are payload specialists who are in charge of equipment that's launched into space. What these astronauts do depends on what the payload is. Maybe this mission is taking equipment to the International Space Station, or perhaps conducting experiments on board. Another job is making repairs. Perhaps there's a broken satellite that needs fixing. They might use a robotic arm or computers to get things working again, or just use tools in the old-fashioned way. On the International Space Station, astronauts spend much of their time keeping it in tip-top condition, both inside and outside. Almost daily, they take spacewalks to tidy up. One of the most important jobs that all astronauts have to do is make sure they look after themselves. They might not spend very long in space, but it is a tough environment for human bodies. They have to exercise every day and ensure they stay healthy. With all those jobs to do, astronauts never get bored. Anyway, how could you be bored in space? Both astronauts and pilots have pretty cool jobs, if you ask me. If you can't make up your mind which sounds better, why not be both? Many astronauts are pilots too. Shocks away!
Amy's Aviation, with support from the Royal Aeronautical.
Find out more about aviation at funkidslive.com/aviation.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.